to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcast. This is Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. This will be the fifth in a series of podcast interviews focusing on vending technology. Many technology products have been introduced to improve the benefits to vending customers and at the same time improve the efficiencies for vending operators. Oftentimes, operators question the claims that providers make. Today, we have Dominic Finelli, co-owner of Custom Vending Incorporated in Beltsville, Maryland, one of the leading independents in the Baltimore, Maryland market. Our last two interviews addressed planogramming machines and the challenges of incorporating planogramming with efficient buying. Dominic, you have concerns about how to meet individual location needs. I believe that most software packages provide average daily sales reports that allow a manager to know if an individual location need is not being met. Don't you agree?
Oh, I think they are, but my concern was, how does a driver who is loading a machine with a pre-kitted bin meet the requests of a particular account on the day of service? If someone from that account comes up to him and says, you know, our Fritos corn chips have been selling out the last two times. Could you put two rows in this time, please? How does he do that? He can't. So he's not meeting the needs of that customer on that. Now, he can go back, and then they have to reformulate that bin for the next service, but that's next service. He's not meeting the needs on location.
Okay. Well, that certainly puts a real-life perspective on the pre-kitting system. The individual location will certainly have unique needs, and the person filling the machine has to be able to answer those requests. Is it not possible that the operator can simply have the driver make a note of that change and reconcile that at the end of the day?
I don't know. I don't know whether he can or cannot. I don't know how they would do that. I'm sure he can make a note, but he can't fill the request of that customer because he doesn't have the product with him. He only has enough to fill the one row, whatever it needs, of that particular item. So he can't go to the truck, pick up more, and put in two columns, and take a column out and put two columns of one product like the account may want, because he doesn't have the product.
Well, that's a good point, because the advocates of pre-kitting have often made a point of the fact that the driver is only going to be making one trip to the location, and that's a big part of the economics of pre-kitting.
Well, not only that, but they have no product on the truck. Is that you go out with a full truck and you come back with an empty truck because all the bins are empty. That means you're not carrying anything else on there except what's packaged. So you can't change anything. You can't provide the customer with anything else other than what is in that box.
Mm-hmm. Well, that certainly sounds like a question for the technology providers to answer. We will see if any of them care to respond to this. This concludes the fifth of our series of podcasts on vending technology.